This list for our area just came out, but it's kind of on the heels of something quite a bit bigger. What's your first reaction?
I think the first reaction is that when you look at the list, you can certainly see that there were cases in our area, and it's always hard to see the particulars of the cases. But that, you know, certainly compared to other dioceses, you can see actually there aren't too many people on this list, and that's good news. This diocese has been generally at the forefront of caring for such abuse cases, and so the list to me was actually rather comforting. I mean, as hard as it was read, you're always afraid that it will be worse.
Looking at the allegations that came out of the Pennsylvania grand jury and these as well, what sort of reaction are you seeing in the Catholic community and the community at Notre Dame?
I think it's always hard to see the particular details of what are some deep wounds. And of course, there's anger and there's sadness, and there's a sense that there's really been wounds, right? That there's really been harm that's been done. But I also see, in some sense, a kind of hopefulness that, at least amongst many lay Catholics, that there are possibilities of moving ahead, whether that be through new sort of spiritual renewals, new understandings of how to sort of deal with this in the future, that there's a hope that something can be done. And so it's really, this is a hard time to be Catholic in some regard, but in another, it's a chance to think very seriously about what it means and also to support the victims. I think most of what I've heard are people who want to make sure that victims are supported before they worry about their own well-being.
Has this affected your faith personally?
You know, I have never placed my faith in bishops, and I've always placed my faith in the church, in the Eucharist, sort of the celebration of the Mass. This has been the central part of my identity. And so while, of course, this is very disarming and not what I want to hear, I've always sort of found my faith in the gift of love and the gift of divine love at the heart of the church. That's really been the source of my faith.
Do you think that the way the church seems to be handling the allegations that have come out now out of Pennsylvania is different than the way that they've handled similar allegations in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I think in some sense, one has to understand that, you know, the Pennsylvania allegations were horrific to read because of the sheer number of them. And I think they exhibit a way that allegations were handled in the past. I think a lot of them were allegations from the past, and it meant men, priests, who had abused were moved silently without anyone knowing what was going on. It was often the case that bishops, based upon those reports, would, you know, maybe not even believe the accuser. And I do not think anymore that this is the case. I really do believe that when an accusation comes forward, it's taken rather seriously, and you do not get away with moving a priest from parish to parish.
Do you think that there's more that the church should be doing to address these?
I think that the church, in order to address this, has to address it not simply. I think that there's certainly lay Catholics need to be involved more coherently. I think the bishops themselves have to assess how they handle accusations against themselves. That's a missing dimension of the Dallas Charter from 2002, and that needs to be taken care of. And I think, most of all, that bishops who release this, bishops and the entire church need to treat this as something that does have a spiritual effect. It cannot simply be dismissed as not important or as old, but it has to be addressed head on. And there are some bishops who've done an excellent job with this in the church and some who haven't. And I think the ones who have done a good job need to be held up for this reason.